Mexico City has adopted tough new laws against common street crimes. Jail terms will be much longer and bail harder to post. It's part of an overall plan to clean up downtown, and it's modeled in part on former New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani's zero-tolerance policies of the 1990s. Politicians say the tough measures are necessary, but critics say the laws will overwhelm a justice system that's already corrupt and short of funds. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Mexico City.
Driving a taxi may be Mexico City's most dangerous profession. Antonio Ochoa has been maneuvering his green Volkswagen Beetle through the capital's congested streets for 8 years, and he says he and his colleagues are held up regularly. Once I stopped to pick up a couple in the doorway of a hotel, he says. I turned the corner and they pulled out a weapon and took my cell phone, the stereo, and 200 pesos that I was carrying. We have no protection. Politicians hope to provide that protection with tough new laws passed in April. When they kick in later this year, someone convicted of stealing even just one peso from Ochoa will spend 10 years in jail. Under current laws, that person could be back out on the streets within months. The crackdown follows recommendations from former New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani, whom Mexico hired last year as a security consultant. Mexico City legislator Cuauhtémoc Velasco endorsed the iron-fisted crime package. There's a loud public outcry in Mexico City, he says, and the people are demanding concrete actions from us. But while many in this city of more than 18 million people welcome the government's tough approach towards crime, some are skeptical that locking up more people for longer periods will make the streets safer. Organ grinder Bernarda Huerta began cranking out this traditional music in Mexico City Center in 1968, when the capital was a much calmer place. In recent years, he says, he's come to expect the occasional heist, and he says sometimes it's the same rateros, or thieves, who knock him off. Keep one thing in mind, he says, the jails are overflowing. So while some crooks go in, others walk free. And they always say they're not going to cause any more trouble, but they just start robbing again. They don't know how to do anything else. Mexico City jails were designed to house 16,000 prisoners. Today, says the capital's human rights ombudsman, Emilio Alvarez, more than 20,000 prisoners live in cramped, inhumane conditions. He says the city's new crime package will place thousands more prisoners in a penal system with no money to build new facilities and where no efforts are made to rehabilitate inmates.
Los reclusorios de la ciudad son escuelas del crimen. Hay severos problemas de corrupción.
The jails are schools for crime, he says. There are severe problems of corruption, crime, overcrowding. Cells for two people house up to 11. There's widespread mistreatment of prisoners and even abuse of families who come to visit. This, of course, makes it very difficult to readapt people. Mexico's justice system has long been accused of incarcerating innocent people. That's because police here have almost no investigative skills and depend on catching crooks red-handed for 9 out of 10 arrests. Too often, says justice reform consultant Jan Perlin, police resort to violence to strengthen their cases.
You have to think about whether the system is actually getting the people who are guilty. And there's a lot of issues about the legitimacy of the cases that go through the courts in Mexico because of the way that the process relies on confessions. There have been lots of allegations of mistreatment or of torture.
Amnesty International says in a recent report on Mexico that torture is still common among Mexican law enforcement officials. Police graft on the street is also rampant. It's well known that those with money can often pay off cops and jailers to let them go. Under the new laws, arrestees could remain locked up indefinitely while their cases are being processed. That's because judges will have more discretion to deny bail based on as little as a hunch that an accused person might run afoul of the law again. Human rights groups say that means the accused could spend months or years behind bars before getting their day in court. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mexico City.